Almost 2 dozen communities have enacted rules similar to the one that Kenosha is considering, although Kenosha's is not as strict as others. It would prohibit sex offenders who were not city residents before their conviction from living within 2,500 feet of schools, parks, and other places where children usually gather. The limit would be 500 feet for offenders who lived in the city when they were sent to prison. Alderman Frank Pacetti says he's got nothing against sex offenders who have served their time, but he's supporting the ordinance because Kenosha is now surrounded by cities with even stricter rules. He says that forces the sex offenders to move to the nearest community.
I mean, they're human beings that need to be respected like any other human being. But those people then have to start to move. And if you're the last one sitting on the island with no protection, you become a dumping ground. And I don't think that's fair.
Pacetti, like city officials in other parts of the state that have passed these ordinances, blames the state for not coming up with a uniform set of rules that apply to all towns and cities. State Representative Dan Frisky of Merrill has introduced a bill that would do just that. If it passes this session, it would invalidate all local ordinances regulating where sex offenders can live and impose one state standard. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.